How important is it for ag producers to have a nutrient management plan in place? To University of Maryland Extension's Trish Steinhibler.
To see it as kind of dotting your I's and crossing your T's as a nutrient user in an agricultural setting in the United States.
So what exactly is the purpose of a nutrient management plan?
A nutrient management plan is a standard operating procedure guidance document for how one is going to use nutrients on their farm and why those decisions were made the way they were, because of what they're growing, what they have grown, what their soils already contain, and any nutrient sources they're going to use.
And Steinhibler says farmers play a key role in developing such a plan, as they will be gathering much of the needed information. Whether they develop that plan on their own or in conjunction with a technical expert like a USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service field official or nutrient management consultant.
For example, many farmers operate or farm more than one tract of land or more than one property. They would certainly have supply information and map and information about each of those properties, location, size, watershed. They'd have to have the fields delineated so that the person who would be ultimately doing the plan would understand the layout. They'd have to have information about crop rotation. They have to have soil tests and manure analysis. If there's animals being produced, the planner's going to need to know what kind of animals and how big they are and whether or not they're pastured, parter all of the time. And all of that stuff is something that only the farmer knows.
Many farmers may already have nutrient management plans in place and not even know it, as USDA NRCS has what is known as 590 nutrient management standards in place for its programs. Steinhibler says while there are variations in 590 standards from farm to farm, from state to state, those requirements are similar.
Every plan is going to require information about properties, information about animal production, soil tests, manure tests, and rational recommendations, usually based on the land-grant university's nutrient recommendations for crops.
And as for state requirements for nutrient management plans themselves, Steinhibler says that also varies.
Obviously, any operation that's considered a confined animal feeding operation is required to have a comprehensive nutrient management plan, which is even more involved than what we have to do in Maryland. There are other states that require certain kinds of operations to have nutrient management plans, poultry in Virginia, for example. There are locations in the upper Great Lakes where if you want a building permit or you want to expand, you need a nutrient management plan. So it really varies across the landscape.
And software is available in many states through land-grant universities and other sources to help producers develop nutrient management plans. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.